previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Reserve Bank Governor Lisette Chaniajo has repeated his call for a lower inflation target. Interviewed by Bloomberg TV in Washington, Chaniajo said the current 3 to 6% target range was overdue for review and should be adjusted lower. It's out of sync, he said, adding that it was clear that if the target is revised, it would have to be lower. Inflation currently beneath 4% and expected to remain there for the next three quarters. He wouldn't be drawn on any conclusion or time frame, but did note that other emerging market countries had lowered their inflation to around 3%. From health and beauty retailer Clicks, another excellent set of results. Clicks has reported a 14% increase in dividends, 776 cents a share, along with larger profit margins and strong cash flows. Diluted headline earnings per share were up 14.3%. Clicks says it has made market share gains across all core health and beauty product categories, with retail turnover up 11.7%. And that includes the individual figures from GNC, The Body Shop and Sorbet corporate stores. Clicks CEO Bertina Engelbrecht, quoted by News 24 Business, says she believes the group can maintain its current levels of earnings growth. One of the key factors, according to Engelbrecht, an extremely loyal customer base with 11.8 million active members in the Clicks Club Card loyalty program. On the markets, a key driver for the JSE, speculation that the US is about to impose sanctions on Russian palladium exports. That saw shares in local palladium producers jump. Anglo Platinum up 14% on the day, trading at more than 750 rand a share, Impala up 12%, Sibanye-Stillwater up 11%, Northam Platinum up 17%. Palladium, of course, part of the platinum group metals. Palladium itself went from $1,116 to $1,140 per fine ounce. No confirmation about the sanctions, but several media outlets reported the US had asked G7 members to consider placing sanctions on Russian palladium and titanium. For the rest, the JSE All Share ended up just over 0.5%, the top 40 just under. London's FTSE up 0.1%. In New York, the Dow down 0.3%, the S&P 500 up 0.2%, the Nasdaq up 0.8%. Tokyo this morning down 0.7%, Hong Kong up 1.2%, Sydney up 0.3%. The US dollar at 108 to the euro, the rand at 17.69 to the dollar, 19.14 to the euro, 22.93 to sterling. Gold at 2,725, platinum 1,012, Bitcoin just under 68,000, Brent crude oil just over $74.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.